11th Perek of Menachah, 6th Mishnah. Arba Snifin Shel Zohov Hal Yosham. There were six. There were four poles of golden poles that were on the side of this shulchan. Mefutzol b'roshayim, and they were split on top. Shel Yosham Chabem Shnayim L'Seidah Zeh V'Shnayim L'Seidah Zeh. Okay, so there was two of these poles, one opposite the other, on the two sides of the length of the shulchan, and these poles, basically, as we'll see soon, were used to support the six rows of bread. There were 28 konim. These konim was like a half a pipe. You had three times four is 12, and another two, which means that you had these poles, these beams that were going up, the golden beams, golden poles that were going up. There were three of them, and Mamela, he had, they supported three. They supported these three half poles, and basically what was done is that the lower bread was on the table itself. Then there were four rows that had three of these chatzi konim, which supported another four rows of bread, and the top was supported only by two of these konim. That was the top row. It needed less support because it was didn't have. It was all around the top. Putting up these half tubes that supported the breads, putting them on and taking them off was not Deichas Shabbos, even though it was only Isidra Bon of Muksa, but they were makbid on it. It was not necessary to do in the Mikdash, and therefore they would not be involved. Ella Nichnas Meo Shabbos V'Shomtam. Before Shabbos, he removed them. He put them on the side, on the length of the shulchan, and then he would take off the breads, and on Shabbos he put on the new breads, and then after Shabbos they put these little tubes in between them to separate them, so there should be a little airspace between them. All that came to the base of Mikdash, when they were just leaving them on the side, the length of them would go according to the length of the base of Mikdash.